A great deal of attention has been given to the contribution that Gutenberg's printing press made on the spread of Martin Luther's theses in 1517, and from there to the launch and the spread of the Protestant Reformation. Gutenberg's printing press enabled the distribution of thousands of copies of Martin Luther's work, but also of other religious documents, and the creation of entire Bibles that lay people could own and use to access the documents of their own faith. They were able to consider the roots of that faith privately and without the direction and intervention of the clergy. A parallel version of this story is also found in medicine. Prior to the printing press, it was almost impossible to share widely the existing knowledge of human anatomy, physiology, and treatment. The most common way of sharing knowledge was through personal letters from one doctor to another, which by definition were not widely shared and couldn't be easily reproduced and passed on. The advancement of medicine was hampered by the lack of a medium for distributing the knowledge that was being discovered by dispersed practitioners. Gutenberg's press created an efficient medium for distributing this rare knowledge to large numbers of dispersed practitioners. Today, we're seeing the emergence of another technology that promises to have an equally powerful impact, not only in medicine, but in all other fields as well. It's artificial intelligence. AI won't just reproduce knowledge to make it accessible to human learning, but rather it will gather and process information to create knowledge that's based on data streams that are too large and too complex for humans to synthesize themselves. But I don't think AI is going to change the world in quite the way most people think. AI won't take over the world, at least not anytime soon. Nor will it completely displace people. Rather, initially, it will make people smarter and more efficient in the same way that other previous technologies did. AI has been about to change the world for 60 years. It's been a promising academic field for the entire career of many computer scientists, and it has served as the basis of science fiction stories since the time before Isaac Asimov was writing. But it's never really broken out in a big way in industry and business. But its time is about to come. With the advent of the internet, cloud-based computing resources, unlimited storage media, the digitization of knowledge, and the opportunities to test and learn on all of the data that's available in social networks, online videos, websites, and search results, we're reaching a point where we have a convergence of the necessary elements to really make AI practical and valuable. Consider this scenario. One day in the near future, an avid bicyclist takes a serious spill and ends up in the emergency room complaining of a shoulder pain. The doctor asks him to stand and move about the room as she observes his posture and his facial expressions. This initial assessment is used to get the sense for how serious the injuries might be. And at the same time, a tiny camera captures this same information and delivers it to a cloud-based AI system for analysis and comparison with thousands or millions of similar cases. As the human doctor enters her opinions into a laptop computer, the AI returns its own analysis in an adjacent window. The doctor compares her own thoughts with those of the AI, making decisions about her next step as she merges the two data streams in her mind. As the cyclist reclines on the bed, the doctor takes a verbal description of the events that led up to his injuries and the complaints that he reports. The AI listens as well, converting the words into text, and performing a global search matching combinations of events and complaints. The AI also analyzes the tone, inflection, and pacing of the cyclist's voice to estimate the level of stress that the patient is experiencing, both physical and psychological. The doctor peels off the cyclist's shirt to examine the shoulder, and she notes the patterns of bruising and abrasion, and then looks at the shape of the swelling near the shoulder. She gently manipulates the arm, rotating the shoulder in different directions, and asks the patient to assess his own level of pain as she explores the range of motion. Again, the AI watches and listens, comparing the information and its own automated assessment to an enormous database of similar situations available in the cloud. Again, as the doctor enters her findings into the computer, the AI provides a 3D rendering of the shoulder that highlights probable areas of concern and rates the likely severity of the injuries. Taking this data into consideration, the doctor sends the patient for x-rays, the orientation of which are partially guided by the AI's recommendations. The x-ray machine is tied into the network so that the AI receives the digital images and correlates them with previous observations of the patient, both its own and those of the doctor. Assessing the images in multiple dimensions, the AI compares these to any previously stored images of the patient's shoulder, as well as to healthy and uninjured images of millions of other shoulders. The analysis is performed in the same time it takes a human doctor to examine the new images on a computer screen. But in that time, the AI has processed the information through 100 different algorithms from multiple angles. It applies the intense scrutiny of thousands of computer processors, hundreds of algorithms, and thousands of previous cases to this patient's individual case, in the same time that it takes for a human doctor to apply her own experience and her own training. Everything the computer AI is learning is being combined with the lifetime medical records of the patient to provide recommendations for his treatment and to equip future medical practitioners with a picture of the patient's lifetime experience. De-identified versions of the data are also being cataloged in enormous databases to improve the performance of AIs on similar cases. Thus, this one case will make a small improvement to the experience of thousands or millions of other patients and to the capabilities of thousands of AIs, doctors, and nurses that are treating these kinds of cases. Together, the human clinicians and the AI adjutant determine that the cyclist has suffered a level 1 separation of his AC joint. The bruising and abrasions make it look much worse than it is, and the patient's pain is largely due to external injuries rather than internal damage. The prescription is for anti-inflammatory medications, range of motion exercises, antibiotic creams with bandage, and a follow-up appointment with an orthopedist. These instructions are entered into the computer and processed by the AI. A prescription is automatically sent to the patient's regular pharmacy, as well as an order for the cream and the bandages to be picked up with the prescription. The AI also recommends a conveniently located and well-reviewed orthopedist near the patient's workplace. Accessing that practice's scheduling calendar, it offers 2 appointment times and books the one that is selected by the patient. In this case, the patient is treated by a traditional, well-educated, and experienced medical team. But that team is augmented by the knowledge and experience of thousands of other physicians and patients in the form of the data accessed by the AI. The AI's input guides decisions and improves the quality of care, as well as making the entire experience more efficient for both the clinicians and the patient. The technologies needed to realize this scenario are in existence today. IBM's Watson is already working with physicians in much the way that I've described, but these systems have not been widely integrated or made a routine part of the medical delivery system. And healthcare AI is just the tip of a huge iceberg. These are the first indicator of a coming future, one in which customers rely on the expertise of a single local information source or service provider. But that expertise is richly augmented by the experience of thousands or millions of others and captured in the cloud and computed with fully functional AI. Medicine is already seeing the beginnings of the changes that intelligent augmentation will bring. But many other fields are poised for a similar revolutionary change in the near future. We have already become accustomed to semi-intelligent telephone customer service assistants. Wall Street investment firms have been using AI algorithms to manage trading strategies for over a decade. Surveillance and intelligence collection systems acquire far more data than a human team can evaluate, and AIs are being created to analyze that data more efficiently. Air traffic management systems track and coordinate thousands of flights simultaneously with the assistance of intelligent software. Many others are on the cusp of change, driven by cultural and technological pressures. Our aging population is one of those. It will require intelligent in-home assistance, a friend who is always there, always observant, always available. An AI can provide steady vigilance as well as data collection to more carefully track medical status of people at home. And when needed, it can provide a direct line to alert humans who must step in as caretakers. Nuclear disasters, which create conditions that are too dangerous for humans to remediate, can be contained by intelligent machines operating in concert with human engineers. Children's toys and computer games can benefit from more realistic playmates and flexible algorithms that provide tailored, imaginative, and educational experiences. Business executives would welcome an assistant that constantly monitors, analyzes, and integrates every piece of news relevant to their market, as well as their own personal data streams, equipping them with a much more complete and deeply considered picture of potential opportunities and the coming challenges. Of course, these changes won't come without costs. AIs could improve national security, but at a cost to personal privacy. They could reduce air traffic accidents, but with a loss of human understanding of the entire system. They could improve care for the elderly, but reduce their real human contact. They could fascinate children and gamers, but again with a reduction in human contact. They could reduce business missteps, but without requiring the human leaders to really acquire a complete understanding of the missteps so that they might act more effectively in the future. AI and machine learning are being touted as the next big step in the 21st century. Their success in financial markets showed how speed and repetition can turn small profits into huge fortunes. Their success with self-driving cars is prompting a reconsideration of legal and ethical frameworks around automation and driving itself. The opportunities to supplement professional decision-making in medical clinics and executive suites is too attractive and valuable to ignore. All of these benefits and many more that can only be imagined make AI augmentation an attractive, indeed almost unavoidable, target for investment, research, and business adoption. To some, the advent of AI represents the beginning of an era of menacing computer intelligence. It presents us with 2001's HAL computer, or the Terminator's Skynet computer, one that will culminate in the demise of the human race. However, the fears that we imagine in a few years do not really control our decisions as much as the opportunities that we perceive in the next few quarters. As a population, we will grapple with the impacts of AI just as we did with industrial automation and digital computation. Initially, large groups will feel threatened because they perceive automation of some part of their jobs as demeaning to them and to their human limitations. Many of them will grapple with the real effects of Schumpeter's creative destruction as their hard-earned skills, their career achievements, livelihood, and positions in society become obsolete. But as the real capabilities and limitations of the technology become clear, its advantages will be appreciated and adopted by many, even as it disempowers and displaces others. Ultimately, humans will redirect their effort and reshape their society around AI as they have with past technologies.